Hi, I'm Sarah Isaac with Fit Moms, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Today's podcast is for our pregnant women, and I'm calling it Train for the Hardest Workout of Your Life. For most people, the motivation for exercise is overall health and looking better naked. But every now and then, we decide to work towards a specific goal, such as running a marathon. Now your exercise is training, and you tailor your routine towards this specific goal. When you are pregnant, you should be training for what could be the hardest workout of your life, delivery. So your workouts should be more specific to the task ahead of you. So what should this training look like during pregnancy? Glutes and hamstrings, pelvic floor, and interval training. Let's start out with glutes and hamstrings. You want to build these muscles up so that you're able to give stronger pushes through labor, right? After labor, you'll also thank yourself for working on these muscles since you'll be spending a lot of time bent over, changing diapers, etc. And when you're in a bent over position, a hip hinge, your hamstrings will be put to work and your glutes will need to be active. Otherwise, your lower back will end up taking the brunt of the work. So, if you feel comfortable lying on your back for a short period of time, we're going to talk about two different types of bridges. First, lie on your back with your feet flat on the ground and your hands by your sides. Squeezing your glutes as much as you can, raise your hips as high into the air as possible, squeezing your butt the entire time. Hold this for 3 to 5 seconds at the top of every rep, trying sets of 5 to 8 at a time. If this isn't very challenging for you, lift one leg into the air, having just one foot on the ground, and then raise your hips. But with this movement, I do not want you to feel it in your hamstrings, so make sure you are squeezing your glutes to do the work. The hamstring version of this is to pick your toes up and drive through your heels to raise your hips as high as possible. You should feel your hamstrings having to work on this one. But same deal, try sets of 5 to 8 reps at a time. Another movement for your glutes and hamstring is, of course, the squats. I want you to focus on the up portion of the squat today, though. So start sitting on a chair or box, sitting back so that your shoulders are on top of your hips and your feet are just outside your hips. And honestly, the larger your belly is, the wider you may need to have your feet. Without leaning forward too much, try to stand up quickly, squeezing your butt up at the top of every single rep. Of course, if you can slowly lower yourself back down to the chair each time, that would be great, but my main focus for today is getting back up. So when you stand up, you should be using your glutes and pushing through your feet as much as possible. I really do not believe that pregnant women are delicate flowers by any means, but I do need you to be careful with your balance when you're standing up quickly here. Now let's talk about the pelvic floor and starting out here with your diaphragm breathing. This can and should be done in your everyday life. When you inhale, do so through your diaphragm. Think of it as through your belly if that helps. Your stomach and rib cage should expand as you inhale. When you take a deep diaphragmatic breath, you should feel some downward pressure below your stomach. This is your pelvic floor. Just as importantly, you should feel it release and come back up as you exhale. If you're having trouble tapping into this, first try it while sitting in a chair or on a ball. Close your eyes and place your hands on your stomach. Focus first on simply having your stomach press against your hand as you inhale. Once this is your breathing pattern, start trying to make the breaths a little deeper, expanding your rib cage during the inhale as well. Then start paying attention to the downward pressure below your stomach. These deep diaphragm breaths are helping to build awareness and control of the pelvic floor, but they're also getting you into the habit of pattern breathing for labor, which bonus, deep diaphragm breaths help you to relax, which you'll definitely want to be able to do during your labor and delivery, right? All right, so also for the pelvic floor here is Kegels. I know that this is something women joke about all the time, but when done properly, they're legit. Right? So the most often used cue to teach someone to do a Kegel is to act like you are stopping yourself from peeing. And that's a great place to start, but I want you to think about the contraction plus pulling up or lifting as well. Try not to use your glutes here, but contract and lift at the same time. We want to be able to do these Kegels in both a pulsing manner as well as hold it for a few seconds at a time. This exercise can be done literally any time throughout the day, so you have no excuses but to do them. And not just like I did set of 10, we're talking doing sets of 50 to 80 a day. The release of the contraction is just as important as the ability to hold it. There are some women who are too tight and need to work more on releasing the contraction. If you think this could be you, I recommend seeking out a pelvic floor physical therapist. So it's not just your movements, but your approach to your workout is important as well. So let's talk about this interval training. As always, the biggest thing to keep in mind is your talk test. Make sure you can have a conversation throughout your workout. Interval training mimicking labor will help you prepare for the big day. Contractions start short and farther apart, right? And then get longer with less time in between. So your workouts want to kind of mirror this. Pick a movement or two and start out by moving consistently for 30 seconds at a time and then resting for an entire minute. Do that 3 times through and then increase your work time to 45 seconds, but decrease your rest time to 45 seconds. Do that time frame for 3 times and then increase your work time to a minute and bring your rest time down to 30 seconds. So working for a minute, resting for 30 seconds. Try to keep your intensity at least the same across each time domain, if not higher intensity for the longer time domains. Again, trying to mimic your contractions. Remember, of course, that intensity is all relative and you should be able to still talk through your workouts. But during your rest, you can completely rest. You can even go so far as to sit or lie down during the rest time. So hopefully you feel like you have a little bit more guidance on how to prep yourself specifically for labor and delivery. And as always, if you have any questions at all, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. I hope this helped.